Trees.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Los Angeles declaring a local emergency because a fire is burning rapidly. ABC's Trevor Ault's on the scene.
We've been watching as officials have been hurrying to close a lot of these roads as more than 10,000 people now are under evacuation orders because of the canyon fire. It's charred thousands of acres overnight, and we've been watching fire crews race all over the canyon trying to contain these flames as they pop up. It is very steep and difficult terrain.
Another fire is burning in Central California. That is currently the state's largest. A synagogue in Rutherford, New Jersey, just outside New York City, burning to the ground this morning. The rabbi and his family made it safely outside. Back in 2012, that same synagogue was firebombed. The Israeli cabinet approving a plan for Israel to take over Gaza City. Germany's chancellor saying his country will not export any more military equipment to Israel as a result. Computer chip Intel stock price sinking overnight when President Trump said in a media post the CEO of the company needs to resign. This is ABC News. The heat wave in the Southwest has been baking several cities, including Phoenix and Palm Springs.
Officially on Thursday, Phoenix hit 118 degrees. That makes it the hottest August day on record in Phoenix. And records in Phoenix go all the way back to 1896. In Palm Springs, when it was 116 degrees out, our team at the Palm Springs Airport found the tarmac was 163 degrees on the ground. Temperatures are expected to come down a tiny bit into the weekend.
ABC's Alex Stone. As the preseason gets underway, the NFL has announced teams can no longer supply players with smelling salts, which can give players a lot of jolt of energy mid-game.
The league citing an FDA warning from 2024, saying they're not safe and can mask the symptoms of a concussion. Writing, the FDA noted potential negative effects from ammonia inhalant use. They also have the potential to mask certain neurologic signs and symptoms, including some potential signs of concussion.
That's Morgan Norwood. This is ABC News.
Will you be ready for retirement? Whatever your age, now is the right time to start thinking about your retirement goals. Establishing a good savings habit and finding the right kinds of investments to build your retirement nest egg can make a difference in how much you accumulate. Today, you have numerous options when selecting your IRA, and deciding which account is right for you is one of the most important decisions you will make for your financial future. Whether you are 5 years away from retiring or 45 years away, the most important thing you can do is start planning today. A delay of even a few years can significantly impact the amount you accumulate.
Call Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, to find out which IRA fits your financial needs or to update your current IRA saving strategy. You can reach Rob at 608-383-1333 or stop by any branch office to set up a free, no-obligation appointment. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road. We have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
5 minutes past 7, 68 here at WRCO on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. It's a nice summer morning, that's for sure. We're going to head towards some heat, though, and maybe some showers and thunderstorms. More details coming up.
Accidents happen, but at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, we make them disappear. Enjoy free loaner cars, free estimates, and a free interior and exterior detail with every collision repair. And guess what? We are running a special offer. Get up to $250 in gift cards based on your repair estimate total. Drive confidently knowing Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists is here to help. Call us at 608-375-4434 or stop by. We're on Elm Street in Moscow.
This Labor Day, reward yourself with comfort and big savings. August 20th through 31st, get 25% off all Ashley 2 and 3-piece seating arrangements at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Sectional sofas and love seats, all built for relaxation, all priced to move. Hurry in to place your order. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community in downtown Richland Center.
There are so many things to look forward to with spring. Longer days and sunny skies. This is Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Spring is a sure sign of warmer days, but the weather is also unpredictable. A warm spring day can feel like summer, which means we turn the heat off and open up the windows. The next day the temperature drops and we need our furnace. The constant cycle of having to adjust our heat for the cold days and AC for the sporadic warm days is a battle all spring long. Fortunately, heat pumps are a great solution for spotty weather days. Armstrong Air, the professional's choice, offers solutions that is important to your needs, such as efficiency, reliability, air quality, noise reduction, and peace of mind with controls that let you monitor your equipment's performance. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a quote on a heat pump, 647-6345.
Summer means cookouts, vacations, and backyard ball games. But in the middle of all the fun, don't forget to call Meyer Oil & LP for your summer propane fill. Now's the time to take advantage of lower seasonal prices. If you're thinking about switching fuel providers, give Meyer Oil & LP a call. They offer reliable service, flexible delivery, and competitive pricing you can count on. Proudly serving the area at 608-524-3914. Fuel your summer the smart way.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
Today, a high in the low 90s. It'll be partly cloudy, hot, and humid. Increasingly cloudy tonight and muggy, a 30% chance of showers, and a low of 72. Saturday, 85 with occasional showers. Likely some could be strong, and heavy rain is possible. For Saturday night, 67 with areas of heavy rain. Sunday, 82 with a 50-50 chance of rain. And Monday, 81 with rain possible again, maybe a thunderstorm. Right now in Richland Center, after a low of 64. It is 68 degrees on the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. We are heading toward a big weekend here with Walk with Grace going on tonight. And the circus is coming to town. How about it? We have some tickets to give away. We have an adult and a couple of kids tickets for caller 5 and for caller 8 at 608-647-4155. Callers 5 and 8 will be sending to the circus. Culpeper Meriwether Circus, Sunday and Monday at North Park.
Rumors going all over town, can't keep my name out the mouth these days. Yeah, they say I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Want to find something stronger than the whiskey. Oh, I've tried, but every time I feel it kiss me, I keep coming up empty.
Don't want me falling
lights like they tend to be. Yeah. I need someone that I'd be proud to take on back to my hometown. Honest eyes, it just ain't gonna lead to lonely nights. Even when she's up against me, I don't know why. It feels like there's nobody with me, and I'm still empty.
Congrats to our winners today. We're sending Sonia Sprecher and Rick Stanek to the circus. All right, keep listening for your chance to win. And we hope to see a lot of folks at the circus, the Culpeper and Meriwether Circus in Richland Center in North Park. It's been a couple of years. So they'll be having the opening of the tour going on Sunday morning and then actual performances Sunday and Monday. Keep listening for your opportunity to win from Country and Community, WRCO.
Past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to Bootscoot Boogie. I got a good job, I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running, I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway, stuck out in the woods to do the Bootscoot Boogie. Yeah, you go do-si-do, come on baby, let's go Bootscoot. Whoa, Cadillac, blackjack, baby.
as it could be. Seems everybody's bugging me. Skin is acting weird. I wish that I could grow a beard. Then I could cover up my spots, not making negligent dots. I just wanna disappear. Up, 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 can only go up from here. Up, 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 where the clouds gonna clear. Up, up, there's no way but up from here. Even something as simple as
Twain on WRCO Radio. Old Hank Bray is going to stop by and give us a recipe or two in just a little bit, plus birthdays and anniversaries, too, on a Friday, the 8th of August.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, they help you live life to the fullest. Call 604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
The circus is coming to town.
Step right up, Richland Center.
Thanks to the sponsorship of Southwest Partners Incorporated, the Culpeper and Merriweather Circus is rolling into Richland Center's North Park on Sunday and Monday, August 10th and 11th. Catch one of four amazing shows, Sunday at 2 and 4:30, Monday at 5 and 7:30. This is a real one-ring, big-top circus experience, celebrating 40 years of thrills, laughs, and family fun. See Big Cats with Trey Key, Ariel Simone on the trapeze, the Perez Daredevil Duo on the tightrope, and Wheel of Destiny, the high-energy Macias family, and everyone's favorite clown, Leo Action. Save money with advanced tickets at local spots like Napa Auto and Truck Parts and Kelly's Coffee. Find all the details at cmcircus.com or follow Culpeper and Merriweather Circus on Facebook.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Feeling saucy? Then come down to A&W in Boscobel and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into the signature spicy Papa sauce. Enjoy your combo with crispy French fries and an ice-cold mug of fresh A&W root beer. Dip into A&W and try them today. Cruise on in to A&W on Highway 61 Boscobel, where the root beer is always cold and the vibes never get old. Prices and participation may vary.
In honor of Breastfeeding Awareness Month, the lactation consultants and registered nurses at the Richland Hospital and Clinics shares advice for success. Start early and feed frequently. Begin within the first hour after birth, if possible. Expect newborns to nurse 8 to 12 times a day. Take care of yourself. Stay hydrated. Eat nourishing foods. Rest when you can. This is a physically and emotionally demanding time. Your well-being matters too.
It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in. Cut 'em out. Ride 'em in rawhide.
Hey. There he is.
Yeah, sorry, I was getting clearing my throat.
Yes. What's up?
And nothing much, buddy. How are you?
Doing real well.
What, how was your evening yesterday?
Not bad.
Did you get in trouble?
Never can tell.
Did I get in trouble?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Never can tell.
Oh, good.
It's got to be. Yeah, I don't think she was listening yesterday morning, so I think we're good.
We're good so far?
So far. Otherwise, getting ready for tonight's walk with Grace, getting a few things ready to go, getting the sound system set, and we're ready to kick out the jams tonight.
Yep. Mr. Gudnick brought some jams for you. Did you
some
see
jam?
Yep.
Yeah.
So, he jams.
He brought some sauerkraut, too.
Yeah. Did he?
Yeah.
Are you going to have them together?
Yeah. Jam and sauerkraut.
Yeah. You can have the sauerkraut. I'll take the jam.
You know, sauerkraut's all right on a bratwurst.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Maybe a hamburger, you know, right. A little on there. I'm not one to eat a lot of it, but it is good for your digestive system.
Well,
so there you go,
Hank. Help yourself, buddy.
So at 2:30 in the morning after you eat your delicacy, have a big old spoonful of sauerkraut.
Yeah, I don't need any help in that department. I flow all the time.
Oh, thank you.
So anyway, I went to
thank you.
I went to the one of my favorite places yesterday.
You did?
Yep. Got jumped by Mr. Alvin up there.
Oh.
You know, I was saying that we were giving him a bad time that Judy did all the work.
Yeah.
And that Greg didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still standing by what you said.
I said it?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I gave you the fall. Remember when we were promoting the donuts on the Grace auction?
Yeah. The auction.
And then you said that a couple times, maybe. But I stood up for you.
Really?
Yeah, I did. I said he said it even after he was off the air. So he.
I don't recall that. But nonetheless, you came back with blueberry donuts.
I did.
Yeah.
Yep.
They look pretty good.
And guess what? They're going to have a special donut today. I don't know if I'm supposed to say anything, but.
Oh.
Yeah. So, strawberry.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm supposed to say anything. I hope I didn't say too much.
Well, it'd be a first if you were conscientious about that.
Yeah. Greg could be already on the phone with me. Don't be saying strawberry donuts.
Yeah.
I had a great time up there.
Good deal.
But anyway, and again, Judy was the only one working.
Ah.
So.
Not surprised.
I'm not kidding.
What's up for the lunch today?
Yeah.
What are you making today?
Well, today, buddy, it's called possum on a stick.
Possum on a stick.
Campfire wrap.
Campfire wrap. Okay. Yeah. All right. Good season for campfires.
And actually, this is pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, are you ready for this?
All right.
All right, buddy.
Go ahead.
The ingredients is one hot dog, our leftover brat from earlier.
Oh.
Okay. One slice of cheese, or two if you want to live a little. You know, it depends on... it depends on how you feel. A flour tortilla, ketchup, mustard, barbecue sauce, whatever's open in the fridge. It's optional. Okay. A stick for campfire authenticity, or just a fork if you're indoors. So you're trying to make it a campfire. And so it's pretty good.
Okay.
All right. We're going to put this together now. Okay.
All right.
So the instructions is lay your tortilla flat like you're about to make something fancy.
Yep.
But don't. Number two, put the cheese slice in the middle, hot dog on top.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah. Yep. Drizzle with your choice of sauce if you're like decorating a plate at a 5-star restaurant, if the chef was mildly unhinged. All right, roll it up tight. That's the important part.
Yeah, right.
If you're indoors, microwave for about 25 seconds until the cheese melts into a glorious goo.
Oh. Yeah.
So, and you laugh, but that's good. If you're outside, poke a hot dog roll in the stick and roll over on campfire until it's toasty. Bonus points if you yell, yee-haw, while doing it.
Okay.
Eat immediately and loudly proclaim it's the best thing you've ever had, even if you know better. Yeah. Serving suggestions, Phil. This is a big one. Works great with a can of cold pop or what's left over in the cooler from earlier.
Really?
Pro tip, if the cheese drips out, catch it with the tortilla. Waste not, want not.
Want not. Yes. Yes. All right.
So, yeah.
So, why does it get the name possum in a stick, though? Does it look like a possum?
It's just one of those southern things.
Skinned
just,
possum.
And no possums were harmed.
Oh, okay.
Probably.
Oh.
Yeah,
have you ever had real possum?
Yes.
You really have?
Yes.
People really eat this?
Yes.
They do? Okay. Yes. All right.
It's usually like taste tests on like exotic stuff that you eat, like camels and rattlesnakes and
bear. I don't know. Because that was always a joke on the Beverly Hillbillies. They were always having possum grits.
Possum stew.
It's
very greasy.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, one bite and I didn't want any more.
Never had the pleasure.
But you know what? People think possums are nasty. You know how many... ticks and mosquitoes.
Oh, yeah.
They're great for our environment.
They always just kind of have given me the creeps.
Yes, with 100. Yeah, who hangs upside down?
Right. And their scaly little tail.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, a creature that I have no desire for is armadillos.
Armadillos.
And they're moving their way up. I remember when I was younger in the 80s that we didn't have any armadillos around Arkansas, and now they're just flooded.
They are.
And they actually jump at headlights. That's no lie. They will jump at bright headlights on the car. That's why you see so many dead. So,
interesting.
I'm not having armadillo stew next week.
No, I don't think that'd be good to eat.
No.
Ugh. That'd probably be worse than possums.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Anyway, well, that's good. That's a good idea. And that's good to know because here's the thing. You know, we'll have like leftover, if we grill out or something, we'll have a leftover hot dog or brat and no bun. You know, that's
use a tortilla.
I know. Well, I didn't ever thought of that.
Now... I use more tortillas than I do bread. Like when I make my ham sandwiches.
I can see that. Yeah. I just never thought of putting a brat or a hot dog in a tortilla.
Oh, yeah. And it saves on carbs.
Well, there you go.
Especially at 2:30 in the morning.
2:30. Wow. All right.
So the word of the day.
You could put a little sauerkraut on that, though, too.
Oh, yeah. You could.
You could if you wanted to.
Oh, it'd be good.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put barbecue sauce on it then, but.
I might.
You probably would, wouldn't you? Yeah, you're not right in the head. You're just wanting that tummy ache at 3:30. The word of the day, buddy, cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe, yep. Meaning the expressed inability to marry in secret.
Oh.
Here you go. The word, or the sentence. My daddy wants a traditional wedding, honey, so I cantaloupe.
Cantaloupe. Cantaloupe. Yeah, I thought that might be coming there.
Yeah, maybe. Yes. Cantaloupe.
It's cheaper.
It is cheaper.
Yeah, but...
The cantaloupe or the marriage?
Cantaloupe, yeah. Well, that's good.
We never
learn much on Fridays, but...
but they're awful funny.
Yeah, you're going to have to publish your own Hank cookbook.
Yep. Be kind of neat, wouldn't it?
Well, it would.
I should have sold one on Grace.
Maybe. Yeah, it would be hang right up there. I love those old cookbooks. Yes. You know, from the old the churches from years ago when they would put them out. Or
here's one.
Homemakers or
here's one that I made last night or two nights ago. This is no lie. So you take a can of biscuits. All right. Roll them all out like a pizza crust.
Okay.
And then put them in a pan. Okay. Then don't laugh at this, okay?
I ain't laughing.
And then cook it per instructions. All right. And while you're doing that, make your gravy. Make a like a biscuit gravy or a
okay. That kind of gravy.
A flour gravy. All right. Okay. And then you have sausage chunks and bacon chunks. Okay. I usually have extra in my freezer any time of the day. And I'm not kidding you about that. It's always cooked. And it's hot sausage. So they're spicy sausage. So when they're done, all right, take your pan out of the oven, pour the gravy on your biscuit, on your pizza or your thing, and then put your cheese, and then you put your sausage and your bacon bits all over it and enjoy. And it is really good.
Huh. So is it like a Hank pizza?
Yeah, it's like
breakfast pizza.
Yeah, it's kind of like a breakfast pizza. You could even put egg on it if you wanted to, scrambled egg.
Interesting.
But I like, when it comes to biscuits and gravy, I like runny yolks. Give me the yolks, runny.
Put a runny yolk in
on top of all of it.
Yeah, that sounds
guarantee
good.
Guarantee you.
Guarantee.
You'll be using the bathroom for hours.
There you go again.
Yeah, boy. I'm just telling you, but that right. is, seriously, that pizza thing is,
right.
And it's so easy to make.
See, I never knew biscuits and gravy until I was like probably married, because June's side of the family. So I'm not sure if that, you know, it's more of a Southern thing or mm-hmm. if we just never had it mm-hmm. in our house. But somebody said biscuits and gravy. What the heck are biscuits and gravy? Oh, I have no idea. Well, now I do, of course.
That's like my favorite. And my brother, or my granny used to make awesome, awesome sausage gravy. My brother does it now, and they're really good. I mean,
call that sawmill gravy, right?
I don't have a clue.
I think so.
Never heard of sawmill.
Never heard of sawmill gravy. I believe that's.
But it's sausage and gravy. Oh, right. Made out of flour and grease. It's like, oh, yes,
good stuff.
Fill the arteries clogged.
You know, you know who used to have really good biscuits and gravy?
Hardee's.
Hardee's. Yeah. There you go again.
Hardee's. You know the one in Mauston's less than 2 years old.
Is it? Okay. Yeah, I know where that is.
Right. I think there's an account up there I have to go see today.
Have a good one. Hey,
buddy, have a good day. Hey, good luck at Grace. Everybody be there.
Can't wait.
Be kind. Have a great weekend.
You betcha, buddy.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Have you lost your edge? Affordable Sharpening can help. Affordable Sharpening, located in Cause Plaza in Richland Center, offers expert sharpening services for just about everything. Knives, scissors, kitchen equipment, saw blades, drill bits, chainsaw chains, lawnmower blades, and garden tools. They'll also be sharpening shears and clipper blades for stylists and pet groomers. They're open Thursday through Saturday from noon to 4 at 103 South Central Avenue, Suite 10 in Cause Plaza. For more information, call 604-0230. Affordable Sharpening, where quality meets value and everything gets its edge back.
Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure.
When it comes to insurance, cutting costs can mean cutting corners. At Julie Karen State Farm, we offer affordable plans without compromising on protection and service you deserve. Don't settle for cheap. Get coverage that truly has your back right here at Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Having a local agent isn't just about getting a good deal. It's about having someone who knows you, your needs, and your community. With Julie Karen State Farm, we are your neighbors invested in the place we all call home.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This day in history, 1876, Thomas Edison received a patent for his electric pen, the forerunner of the mimeograph machine. 1963, Britain's great train robbery took place as thieves made off with 2.6 million pounds in banknotes. And in 1988, Chicago's Wrigley Field hosted its first ever night baseball game. The Cubs took on the Phillies. Unfortunately, the game would be rained out in the fourth inning. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
Fall means football, volleyball, cross-country, soccer, and even marching band. And it all starts with the right shoes and support. At The Shoebox in Black Earth, their knowledgeable staff make sure every athlete and performer gets the perfect fit, great service, and the support they need to succeed. Whether you're on the field, on the run, or marching in formation, The Shoebox is your first step. Open 7 days a week in Black Earth or online at theshoebox.com. The Shoebox. Service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes to Ellie Wirtz from St. Mary's School, Jeremiah Ruskamp from Grandpa and Grandma Hying, Vicki Lund from Sacred Heart Parish. Happy birthday, Charlie Johnson from Sandra Kay. Greetings today for best wishes to Brian Perkins from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Also, it says to my son, Scott Hinkle, thinking about you with wishes for a relaxing day. From Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club, we salute Johnny Wanneke and Tara Jero. Have a great day today. From Schmidtwoodland Hills, we salute Montana Scott. Residents and staff saying happy birthday. Greetings from Muscatine Blue River and Avoca Lions Club to Charlie Johnson, Heather Rucks, to Gail Snowden, and Darcy Campbell. Happy birthday to Janessa Nieto. Have a great day, Janessa. I love you from Grandma Ida. Also, Richland Center Lions Club saluting Jarek Pelican, along with Elizabeth Green, Ellie Wirtz, and Sullivan McCarthy, to Betty Crapser and Brian Perkins, Janessa Ryan Nieto, and happy anniversary to Tom and Jane Williams. They celebrate today. And from the Bloom City Town Crier, happy birthday to Laura Selgeby. Happy anniversary, David and Kathy Embihan. And happy anniversary to Tom and Jane Williams. And anniversary greetings to Dion and Cora Puzan from Sacred Heart Parish.
Did you just hear your loved one's name on the birthday and anniversary list? Or maybe it was your name on that list and you want to spoil yourself today. This is Jamie at J.G. Walsh Jewelers, and I'm in the business of making birthdays and anniversaries just a little bit better. Besides our regular inventory of awesome and up-to-date jewelry and gifts that we're known for, don't forget our really cool collection of state jewelry for sale. Whether you want an antique piece that might be a Victorian or Art Deco, or you'd like mid-century groovy jewelry. Maybe you just like modern jewelry that's pre-owned. Hundreds of pieces that we have either restored, repolished, or repurposed for your unique taste. And if you have old jewelry you don't want, we buy jewelry every day. Gold tested with X-ray and cash paid. J.G. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
If you're looking to buy a home, Community First Bank is making it easier with $545 off the cost of an appraisal through August 31st. Offer applies to closed-end, first mortgage, home purchases only on a primary residence or second home. Credit is applied at closing. Not valid on refis, investment properties, lot land, construction, or home equity loans. See them for details. Apply today.
Community First Bank is first for you. cfbank.com/homeloans. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
Searching for affordable, reliable housing? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here to help you find a safe and stable place, whether you're renting, buying, or somewhere in between. They connect individuals and families with quality housing options that fit their budget and lifestyle. Because everyone deserves a place to feel at home. Call 608-647-4949 or visit us online to start your housing journey today.
We're up to 72 degrees in Richland Center on this Friday morning.
I love you because you understand every single thing I try to do. You're always there to lend the helping hand. I love you most of all because you're you. No matter what the world may say about me, I know your love will always see me. I love you for the way never doubt me, but most of all I love you 'cause you're you. I love you because my heart is lighter. I love you because the future's brighter. The door to happiness you open wide. No matter what the world may say about me,
special couples today. Jim Reeves on WRCO. Joanne has the news coming up. I'll check sports next hour, and our good buddy Mike Clemens will check in to give us a spin on what's going on in Packer training camp and more stuff. That's all next hour right here.
If you or someone you love needs a little help getting up and down, we now carry Mega Motion lift chairs at Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. These are FDA Class 2 medical devices designed to support individuals with mobility challenges safely and comfortably. With smooth lift and recline features and supportive design, they offer both independence and peace of mind. Stop in and see the difference a truly supportive chair can make. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning.
Good morning. It is a sunny 72 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Jones Chevrolet. Partly cloudy, hot, and humid today, a high of 91. Tonight, increasing clouds and muggy, a 30% chance of thunderstorms late, a low of 72. In Richland Center, we have west-southwest winds at 2 miles per hour, and after a low of 64, it's 72 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The name of the woman killed after a deer crashed into her vehicle Wednesday night has been released. Brianna C. Espinoza White, 29, of Baraboo, was traveling west on Highway 33 near the intersection of Highway X in the town of Greenfield around 8:35 when another vehicle traveling east on 33 hit a deer. The deer entered the driver's compartment, causing life-threatening injuries to the Espinoza White. The vehicle then left the roadway and struck a house, causing damage to both the vehicle and the house. Baraboo Fire and EMS responded along with multiple deputies from the Sauk County Sheriff's Department. Upon arrival, it was learned the lone occupant of the vehicle, Brianna Espinoza White, was dead. No one inside of the residence was hurt. Governor Tony Evers says he's aware of demands for accountability for Canada over wildfire smoke that's caused poor air quality across Wisconsin.
Obviously, fires in Manitoba isn't something that we can necessarily take care of. But at the end of the day, yes, we would hope that we're going to be able to have cleaner air during this time of year.
The governor says there's room for bipartisan action.
You know, making sure that we're working together on that, and we are. You know, we've sent people up to help fight those fires, and we'll continue to do that. But there's need to be a long-term solution to it.
Lawmakers from four states, including Wisconsin, are demanding accountability for Canadian wildfire smoke. Governor Tony Evers says he'd welcome dialogue on a solution if it's productive.
To just say, well, darn it, Manitoba, stop doing it, that's not an answer. And so having some sort of vote on that, I don't see that as being particularly helpful.
Republican State Representative Calvin Callahan of Tomahawk joined legislators from Iowa, Minnesota, and North Dakota in a letter to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency calling for real consequences if Canada fails to get wildfires under control, as well as an investigation into Canadian fire management practices. Wisconsin has seen more than 20 days of poor air quality this summer due to the wildfire smoke. A Madison-based provider of tests for cancer prevention is cutting a portion of its workforce. Exact Sciences is eliminating about 200 positions in Wisconsin. 80 of those jobs are based at the company's Madison headquarters, and another 120 remote workers around Wisconsin will be let go. The company employs 7,200 people and says the layoffs are connected to a reorganization of support functions to better meet growing demand. Those losing their jobs can apply for nearly 250 open roles elsewhere in the company. A northern Wisconsin tribe will have to stop barricading roads to private homes on its reservation. Federal Judge William Conley ruled this week that the Lac des Flambeaux tribe did not have jurisdiction to prevent residents of a number of homes from using four roads. Those blockades started in 2023 after the original easements to those properties expired, and the tribe wanted the town of Lac des Flambeaux to pay for their upkeep. Judge Conley ruled that the roads are currently listed as public roads under federal funding programs, and the $20 million fee the tribe was demanding was exorbitant. Tribal leaders say they're weighing their future options while the homeowners and the town expressed relief in statements to the media. Republican State Senator Mary Falskowski of Tomahawk praised the ruling and said the Lac des Flambeaux tribe was immature in its dealings with the town and state. An Impact Life blood drive will be held today at SSM Health St. Clair Hospital, Baraboo, from noon until 3 in the hospital's Ringling Room. Please bring your photo ID and make sure you eat before you donate. To book an appointment, call 1-800-747-5401 or go online to bloodcenter.org. You can also give the gift of life today at an American Red Cross blood drive. The Red Cross urges everyone able to give blood or platelets now. All blood types are needed, but type O blood products are most needed on hospital shelves. A blood drive will be held today from noon to 5 at the Iowa County Sheriff's Office in Dodgeville. A blood drive will also be held tomorrow from 8 to noon at the Grove Regional Community Center in Mays O'Maney. Book a time to give blood or platelets by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. The 2025 Walk with Grace will be held tonight at Crosscut Park in Richland Center. The opening ceremony will be held at 6 with the luminary ceremony at 9. All are invited to attend to support those who are battling cancer and remember those who lost the fight. Walk with Grace is held as a culmination of a year of fundraising by all the teams and individuals working to support family and friends affected by cancer. This year, 58% of funds raised will go directly to local cancer patients. 25% will be divided between UW-Carbone and Amplify by Gunderson for research. 10% will support the medical communities within our service area. 5% will go toward cancer prevention, and 2% will go toward operational costs. Arrive early this evening to the 22nd annual Walk with Grace at Crosscut Park and enjoy supper with food and refreshments from the various food vendors beginning at 4 and stay for the opening ceremony at 6. The opening ceremony will feature the introduction of this year's ambassadors, Amy Linz, Tony McCarville, Seth Paulson, and Betsy Wiedenfeld. The luminary ceremony will be held at 9. The evening will also include drawings for the car raffle and calendar raffle. The City of Richland Center will begin repaving the municipal parking lot at Church and East Court Streets today. Intermittent no parking signs will be posted throughout the area for approximately 2 weeks during reconstruction. Please plan accordingly and watch for posted signage. Flags across Wisconsin will be lowered tomorrow as the remains of Private Herbert McLaughlin are buried in his hometown of Shawnee. Governor Evers ordered flags at half-staff to honor McLaughlin. He was killed in Hawaii during the attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941. McLaughlin's remains were unidentified for over 80 years. They were uncovered in 2019 by a federal agency that identifies missing military members. He will be laid to rest this Saturday in Shawnee. In Honolulu, a rosette will be placed next to his name at the National Memorial Cemetery at the Pacific. It signals he's been accounted for. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to participate in another community science opportunity. In addition to the ongoing game bird survey, the agency is also asking residents for their assistance with Operation Deer Watch. The program seeks to track the reproductive status of deer in the state to help the agency make better population management decisions. Interested residents can report the location, age, and sex of the deer they see, and more information on both ongoing surveys is available on the DNR's website. Alliant Energy Corporation Thursday reported second quarter net income of $174 million. The Madison, Wisconsin-based company said it had profit of 68 cents per share. The results surpassed Wall Street expectations. The average estimate of three analysts surveyed by Zacks Investment Research was for earnings of 62 cents per share. The electric and gas utility parent company posted revenue of $961 million in the period. Alliant Energy expects full-year earnings in the range of $3.15 to $3.25 per share.
dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today is Friday, August 8th. Irene Reinstra, 91 of Viroqua, died Wednesday. A funeral mass will be held at 10 o'clock Saturday at the Annunciation of the Blessed Virgin Mary Church in Viroqua. Burial will be in the Fancy Creek Cemetery in Gillingham. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 8:30 until the time of service at 10. The Vasateg Funeral Home and Crematory in Viroqua is serving the family of Irene Reinstra, 91, of Viroqua. Lucas Elijah Weitzel, 21, of Richland Center, died last Friday as the result of a motorcycle accident. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until 7, and again Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the family for his daughter's education. Lucas Elijah Weitzel, 21, of Richland Center. Donald Barrett, 68, of Avoca, died July 29th at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life service will be held Saturday at 5 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 3 until the time of service at 5. In lieu of flowers, donations to the family would be appreciated. Donald Barrett, 68, of Avoca. Joseph D. Wonkerl, 94, of Plain, died May 25th at Maplewood Nursing Home in Sauk City. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at St. Luke Church in Plain, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Monday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke Church or St. Luke School. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Joseph D. Wonkerl, 94, of Plain. James Lewis, 91, of Muscadet, died last Friday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Monday at 1 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet, Monday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Burial with military graveside rites will be held immediately following the service in the Basswood Cemetery. James Lewis, 91, of Muscadet. Juan M. Franklin, 88, of Muscadet, died Sunday. A celebration of life and luncheon will be held Saturday, September 6th at noon at Victoria Riverside Park Chamber Shelter in Muscadet. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Juan M. Franklin, 88, of Muscadet.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
The Wisconsin Humane Society is in desperate need of foster families this summer. The agency says its 6 shelters are overflowing with cats due to a worse-than-usual summer influx of stray and abandoned kittens. Right now, the society is sheltering 1,500 animals, and 1,100 of those are cats. Spokeswoman Angela Speed tells Fox 11 Green Bay any number of foster families would be appreciated just to help make room for other adoptions. You can find out how to open your home as a foster online at wihumane.org. ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, craft and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family. It's 74 degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Israeli cabinet approving Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's plan to expand military operations and fully occupy Gaza City in Tel Aviv. Here's ABC's Ian Pannell.
There's a real sense of shock about what's just happened here. The United Nations High Commission for Refugees issuing a statement that condemns the move, calling it to be withdrawn immediately, saying extending the war will lead to more killing, more suffering, and more destruction.
Intense wildfires burning through California overnight, including outside Los Angeles. That fire has prompted hundreds of evacuations and round-the-clock fire crews. A local emergency has been declared in Los Angeles County. Texas lawmakers meeting again today to consider the Republicans' new map of congressional districts. The redistricting is designed to give President Trump five new Republican House members in next year's midterms. GOP Senator John Cornyn has asked the FBI to get involved and find the Texas Democrats who've left the state. This is ABC News.